It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee is just around the corner. It's coming up May 19th through the 22nd at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds in Angels Camp. We're pleased to be joined on the program today by the CEO and Fair Manager, Lori Giannini. Lori, it's great to see you again.
Thank you. I love being here.
So is it a full slate of activities coming back this year?
It is. We are back. As you know, last year we did a kind of a modified event. We called it a homecoming, not a fair. But this year we have everything and more. All the things that Calaveras County Fair is known for, we have it all. And I'm so excited.
That's great. So what is the theme this year?
Dancing with the steers.
Dancing with the steers. Also, I want to ask you about, you know, there's some fun events that always take place, the Frog Goodwill Tour. What can you tell us about this?
Well, the Frog Goodwill Tour is when we take the frogs out and about. We started it actually last Saturday. Our Frog Jump Committee was at the Angels Camp Museum because we opened our new Frog Jump exhibit there that was funded by the Community Foundation. And then from there, we will go to the State Capitol. We will also be at the Government Center, and where our heart is we will visit several, I believe every elementary school in Calaveras County is going to get a visit from our Goodwill Ambassadors, the Frog Jump Committee, with the frogs.
Very cool. I had hoped to see that exhibit last weekend, but didn't have a chance to go. If anybody who hasn't been there yet, what will it all entail?
It is very cool. It is... there's some outdoor interactive activities for the family. There's frog cornhole. There's how would I describe it? Kind of like a hopscotch in a way, where you could actually, kids can jump to see if they can jump in three jumps and get their world record. And there is a timeline dating back to Mark Twain all the way through the 2021 winter. Upstairs, there's many artifacts. It's just a very cool exhibit that a lot of people have wanted to do for a long time. And it was actually a vision of the late Buck King and Keith Talia and many more people. And so it's so great to have something that's that was planned 30 years ago where people wanted to make this happen and for it to come to fruition.
Frog jump, definitely something that celebrates the history of Calaveras County. What can you tell us just about the history of the frog jump?
Well, the frog jump, you know, Mark Twain wrote that book. He lived here, and it was actually right outside of Tuolumne County in a place called Jackass Hill. And he wrote a story called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. It was one of his first published works. And so that was, I believe, 1865. And then in 1928, the City of Angels Camp was able to get a grant to pave the streets, and they wanted to have a celebration. So a man named Reverend Brown, and he was a reverend, he was part of the Angels Camp Boosters, he put on this frog jump. And so it evolved from there. In the 30s, it moved out to the fairgrounds and became part of the fair just because of space in Angels Camp.
So how far do you get competitors for this big event each year?
Oh, all over. Sometimes out of state. There was an active team in Oregon for years. The Bay Area, we have some active teams locally, just everywhere.
So where do the frogs come from? Do they come from locally, or do people bring their own frogs?
You can do both. We will house 400 frogs there on the fairgrounds in the Frog Spa, which if you've never visited the Frog Spa, you need to. We have classical music, and they're all taken care of by Dave Gallagher and his team, and they just are treated so well at the fairgrounds. We do have a frog welfare policy, and the frogs are just treated with respect. You know, the frog to us is an economic engine for Calaveras County. It's more than just that little competition. The Calaveras County Fair and Frog Jump, the last numbers we have, relates in $5.2 million in generated in spending.
That's great. You know, I always consider the Frog Jump the big headline entertainment, but I know there's a lot of other great shows and entertainment as well. So what's all on tap this year?
We're so excited to have the entertainment back in full force. You know, last year we couldn't have our big headliners. And so this year we are having a California Cowboys Pro Rodeo. We are having Jack Ingram in concert. So excited about that. We are having a derby, Destruction Derby, which is great. Plus, all of our little stages will have entertainment. We love having family-style entertainment, so we have a lot of children's entertainment planned.
You know, when you look at the different days, the first event's going to be that Thursday. Is that still the kids' day?
Yes, we are having a parade in downtown Angels Camp. We're so excited to have the parade back. And then that day, kids will be free at the fairgrounds for the fair. Of course, we have the carnival opening. And then the Saddle Queen competition and Miss Calaveras. BJ, I can't tell you how thrilled and excited I am just to be able to offer all of these things to our community.
For people who aren't familiar, the Saddle Queen and Miss Calaveras, what can you tell us about those competitions?
So those are scholarship competitions. And so our Saddle Queen, which is a rodeo queen competition, that takes place during the day on Thursday. And those young women win scholarships. The Miss Calaveras pageant starts at 8 o'clock that night. And they also win scholarships. So they're both part of our entertainment lineup.
And you have to have special tickets to see those events?
No, you know what? The great thing about the Calaveras County Fair is we're a one-pay gate. So the concerts, the rodeo, the derby, that all comes with the price of admission.
I also want to ask, you mentioned a little bit Destruction Derby, but mm-hmm. What does that event all entail?
That event is when people work really hard and build cars that they're going to crash up. And whoever survives the banged up car, they win. Mm-hmm. And they win some money and a trophy and bragging rights. So I know that we have a group of young adults in Mountain Ranch that are building 6 cars. I know there's another group in San Andreas building 4 or 5 cars. So locally, we have a lot of cars entered.
It's pretty intense to watch, too.
It's very intense to watch, yes.
And then, so looking at the schedule again, we mentioned the Kids' Day on day one, then Friday is going to be Buckaroo Day.
Buckaroo Day is so fun because we really concentrate on our little cowpokes, and we have all kinds of fun events in our arena. Some are pre-entered, some aren't, and so it's just a fun day for kids.
And then how about Saturday and Sunday? What are the big events?
Saturday is our pro rodeo, and I'm so excited to have Rockin' M Rodeo Productions back with us. It's awesome. We have that on Saturday. We have our adult master showmanship, which has really become a big event for us. It's where the tables are kind of turned and adults are in the livestock ring with animals. So that's become a big deal. All kinds of, like I said, children's entertainment. And so we're just really excited for all of it.
We need to take a break. We're talking with Lori Giannini, the fair manager and CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Again, that event is coming up May 19th through the 22nd at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week we're going to hear an update on some water negotiations with officials with the Tuolumne Utilities District. They'll give us an update on things such as trying to acquire PG&E infrastructure. We'll be joined by the TUD General Manager, Don Perkins, and potentially some others to give us the latest on that potential acquisition. That's next week on Motherload Views. We'll continue our conversation on the fair coming up in just a minute.